Welcome back, everybody. Joined by two senior women soccer players for our first podcast of the 2018-19 school year. They are Sunna Baig and Melissa Chiquea. Ladies, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are off to a solid start to the season, 1-1-1. Exploded on Wednesday night for 8 goals. Got your first win of the season, a win at home in front of a nice crowd. Sunna, we'll start with you. What went right Wednesday night?
I definitely think as a team we had a lot of energy and we're really excited to play because it was our home opener. You know, we got to play in front of our friends and family, which we were all looking forward to. And, you know, we had a rough game against SUNY Cortland, so, you know, we wanted to come back and avenge ourselves. So we came out with a lot of fire and were able to put a lot of goals in the back of the net.
The goals are flying in. That's always good to see. But I think, as I'm sure Coach has already said, it's time to let's turn the page, and we have a tough game this weekend against Frostburg, and then again on Sunday, but let's focus on Saturday. Melissa, tough team in Frostburg. What are some things that you guys, you know, need to do to kind of, you know, keep the boat moving in the right direction?
Yeah, so mainly what we've been practicing on is finding our width, building out the back and finding our width, because that's where a lot of our strength is at. So now that we're finding the back of the net, we want to, what do I say? Like, we want to find our width better so we could actually do it better.
So Deirdre, in a post-game interview on Wednesday, was talking about width. And I didn't know what the heck she was talking about because, though I know the sport, I don't legit know, you know, those finer points. Can you explain to a novice such as myself what you mean when you say finding width?
Finding width is finding the outside of the field. So having our outside backs join the attack. That's why we play in our 4-3-3, so we can have our outside backs join. And also finding width is finding the weak side of the field. So when all the pressure's to the right, we switch it to the left. So that's what we're really trying to find.
Gotcha. You guys just finished preseason. I could not imagine being a fall athlete. It's craziness. You know, you're trying to jam so much in such a short period of time. It's so freaking hot out. Are you happy preseason is done? You know, what's your guys' take on preseason? You can be honest. I mean, I know that I hated my baseball preseason, you know, so go ahead.
I mean, definitely, like, about two, three weeks. It's definitely rough. It's kind of, it's literally wake up, practice, eat, take a nap, wake up, practice again, eat, and then go to sleep. And it's literally that constant rotation of just eat, play, soccer, sleep. For 2 weeks straight.
There is something to kind of say about preseason in that you kind of have a group that, especially you guys, you're not taking classes yet. So is it, as much as it is hard, is it easier to bond, if you will? Like, you kind of come together as a team knowing, like, geez, we all got to, you know, we all have to get through this together.
Yeah, of course. Especially when we do fitness tests, it's about getting through it together because that extra push and that extra motivation for your teammates, it's what gets you through it at the end of the day.
So the reason I asked both of you guys to come on, I threw it out to all the coaches, and Coach Ruella just sent it back, and she gave me two internships that you guys had. I think Rutgers Newark is a unique place because of its access to a lot of professional you know, companies and corporations and whatnot. If you both don't mind, Sunna first, can you give me, say, a 30-second pitch on what you did this summer as part of your internship?
Okay, so I worked for Gray Bar Electric, and they are a distributor for electric and communication data equipment. So what I did, I was a sales intern specifically for, like, their supply. It's a supply chain industry. So over there, they taught us SAP and was able to show us how the movement and the tracking goes as far as placing orders all the way from our suppliers, like in our manufacturers, to the end customers who we're doing business with. So I was able to quote customers on the orders that they place and any products that they wanted. I would also issue returns on any orders that wasn't able to reach them or they weren't happy with it. And then also I would get in contact with manufacturers for pricing and availability.
How did you get the internship? How did you go about securing that?
So I had Rutgers. I'm part of Rutgers Women in Business. So what they do is they send out emails, you know, whenever events are being held. So they sent out an email how Gray Bar was coming in to do an information session. So I was like, oh, you know, why not? I'm like, it sounds interesting. So went and listened to that, was super interested to hear what they had to say. So, you know, interview process went on from there, and then that's how I got it.
That's awesome. Melissa, same for you. You also had an internship. Seemed interesting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so what I did was a supply chain internship at Lupin Pharmaceuticals in Somerset. So what I did there was implement a WMS project, which is a warehouse management system. So what that means basically is that we took the inventory and linked it with SAP, the online system. So I did a lot of work with that, a lot of communicating between executives and the warehouse, and they just kind of try to link that all together and get everyone on the same page.
Was your getting this internship kind of a similar process, or was this more something that you went out and did on your own?
It was different. Actually, I found this internship at the career fair in New Brunswick. So I drove out just to see what was out there, and it was actually the last table I visited, and I just threw my resume and got an interview. So yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are both supply chain management majors. Sana, you are?
Yeah, yes. I double major in supply chain and marketing.
So internships, experience, you know, hopefully graduation, whether that's at the end of this year, middle of next year, whenever that is. What are some I don't want to say, you know, firm goals, but when you think about maybe 2-3 years, you know, where do you see yourself, you know, with a job, grad school, where do you think you'll be at?
Well, I see myself with the job, because I think gathering experience first is essential so you can get out there in the industry. And then I want to start looking towards an MBA, because I know a lot of jobs do sponsor MBAs. So I'd rather get a little experience under my belt and then try to attack the MBA.
Sana, what about you?
I definitely would have to agree with Melissa on that. It is recommended that you do go out there and get some, like, you know, 2-3 years of work experience and then come back and do your MBA. So I definitely, you know, want to get out there, start working, making some money, you know, getting a place of my own and kind of get the ball rolling as far as adulting.
Don't get it rolling too fast. Adulting sucks. With that said, you both have been with, I think you played some softball, right, Melissa?
Yeah.
But you've both been with women's soccer for your collegiate careers. What's the biggest difference you may have as an individual at, you know, that you've kind of developed from freshman to senior year?
I think everyone, Ariana mostly, likes to advocate this, that freshman year I was just, you know, mentally not focused and maybe was a little immature as far as prioritizing school and soccer over, like, having a social life. And, you know, it was hard for me to balance that and realize, you know, what was important. So freshman year, I wasn't too focused, got myself into a little bit of trouble, but then was able, you know, sophomore year and on, you know, bounce back, focus, and, you know, put soccer school first, you know, getting my grades up, everything like that. So I think over the course of years have slowly became more and more of a leader. Now here I am, my senior year.
Melissa, what's one thing, you spoke really nicely about that in a feature that we just posted on our website, RutgersNewarkAthletics.com, just about that a little bit, and just kind of your growth into a leader and into, you know, figuring out just kind of how to balance everything and whatever. I thought that was really interesting, and you just spoke nicely about that there. Melissa, for you, when you came in as a freshman, there's obviously differences for you now as a senior. What do you wish someone, you know, a senior from whatever it was, 2014, said to you that may have helped you, that you could say to freshman now?
Concerning my major, I would say you don't need to figure it out from the start, especially, like, from the business school, because mm-hmm. I didn't even figure out what I wanted till, like, sophomore, junior year, but I only learned that from taking classes and really getting in there and getting my hands dirty to see what I actually wanted.
To add to that, I actually came in as a marketing major, mm-hmm. and then once I took, it was towards the end of my sophomore year, I took intro to supply chain, and that's when I realized, oh, hey, like, I actually really like supply chain yeah. now, and then I switched my major to that, and then happy with my decision.
You know, it's weird. I didn't have any clue what I was doing in college really at any time. I was a double major, but I didn't really love either of the majors. And I actually got hurt playing sports, and that's what kind of brought me down my road. Mm-hmm. So it really is kind of whatever, just different circumstances will lead. And I think that mm-hmm. the patience and just being open to a lot of things is a really great point. You guys are obviously close, you know, with your teammates. But there's a ton more to Rutgers Newark than just, you know, soccer and your team and your small group of friends and or large groups, whatever. But what's your favorite part about Rutgers Newark as a university?
My favorite part is that there's a lot of opportunity. Like, even though everyone sees Rutgers New Brunswick and think that's the college I want to go to, that's the main campus, they don't have too many of the connections that we have here, because we're so close to the city, and so many professors work over there, work part-time, have their own businesses. There's more opportunity to get like your foot in the door and actually get some real world experience, try things out. And I feel like you don't get that too much in other places.
Sana, for you?
What I liked about Rutgers Newark, one, I really love the diversity here. You know, when you're working and being taught with so many different people from all different walks of life, you really get a whole background on what it is to just learn whatever subject or class you're taking. And it's really good to get, you know, different opinions and just, you know, converse or even challenge opinions. So, like, you definitely learn a lot. And then also, Rutgers Newark, it's, like, it's a smaller campus, so, like, you're in a smaller class setting. So, you have a really, you have the opportunity to get really close with your professors and with your students. So, like, yeah.
I did skip over one question that I did want to kind of hit on, and you know, it's just interesting in college sports, and especially Division III sports, where you're playing because you want to play, and it's not like there's a scholarship and that. But you guys are both very unique in that you've had two of the best seasons in Rutgers Newark women's soccer history, but you've also been part of a really rough season in 2016. So I guess, how did you keep your focus through that and just keep that and just stick with it? You know, it's just so impressive to see, you know, a really great season and then a down season, and then boom, you know, last year you're back in the conference tournament, you know, you're playing some good soccer. How did you stick with it? And can you take me through that a little bit? Or was it just like never a question? It was just, hey, this is what I like to do, and we're just going to keep powering through. Either one of you.
I'll start. So like our freshman year, you know, the senior class we had at the time, like, they were there in the past when it was rough, and then when it came to when we became the freshmen, you know, they really wanted to set the standard of, hey, we need to turn this program around, and we need to, you know, set the standard for the future. So having that great season that we did our freshman year really, really motivated us to want to continue that. So when we had that rough year in 2016, we were like, you know, like, hey, like, this isn't good enough, like, we know our potential, and we knew what we were capable of last year. Like, who's to say we can't do that next year? So then when it came to the season of 2017, you know, we really wanted to come back strong. We wanted to avenge ourselves and just really wanted to make it the best possible.
Yeah, I agree. I think we had a lot of momentum our freshman year, and that kind of came to a standstill, but that didn't really stop us. What I think was the main difference was leadership, because I remember my freshman year, leadership was great. There was drive, like, passion for the game. Like, we wanted to win. We wanted to change the program. And I feel like that kind of died down my sophomore year. But junior year, that turned around really quickly. And I feel like that's why we had a big change.
Also, I think what happened sophomore year, well, when it came to sophomore year, we lost 10 seniors. So we lost, like, a good majority of our starting lineup and our leadership. So we kind of were, you know, kind of lost as to like where to go from there.
Yeah,
it's an interesting dynamic because it's always changing in college sports, you know, team to team, year to year, and especially when you lose that many seniors, it's almost like you defaulted to them, and why would you not? And then when they're not there, it's like, you know, who's going to step up? And maybe they're and it's up. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, it just doesn't organically, naturally happen. And it's just, you know, it's interesting and to kind of watch that from, you know, from a back a little bit. I'm going to do some rapid fires with you guys. Some of them you guys are aware of, some of them you are not aware of. I'll start with this. Favorite NJAC school to go play? Like, what not that you like the school, but where do you, what's it like, a cool facility or somewhere you like to go, or even outside of the NJAC?
You can go first, Masa.
Cool facility. Well, I personally think we have the best facility.
It is cool. It's cool to watch a game, especially at, you know, at night or at dusk, with the city in the back, and it is a very cool facility, but one that's okay, that you don't despise.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like Camden because you can see the bridge in the background and the city.
Yeah.
So, like, that has a good aesthetic.
I'm a sucker for aesthetics, yeah.
Their athletic facilities are really nice. I remember when we went in there,
to the locker room,
we were like, whoa.
Funniest teammate.
I would have to say it's Sam.
Yeah, I was just going to say Sam.
Sam who?
Samantha Richter. She always has that spunk. She's always doing these crazy dance moves. Yeah, always dancing. Singing something crazy. Yeah. Like, the team wouldn't be the same without her, honestly.
Newark has, in my 4 years here, has really started to pick up in terms of its offerings and food places, stuff like that. What's your favorite place to eat in Newark?
Green chickpea.
I would have to say, I obviously really like Playa, but I would say my favorite spot is Dario's.
Yeah, my favorite spot favorite. My favorite spot is Dario's too. He's the best. I get the elbow when I go in and I feel really important. Yeah. favorite food in general? Whether it's a home cooked something.
I mean, I love all dessert food, but I would have to say favorite type of meal food is I like Mexican.
I like pasta Alfredo.
Okay. Let's see. Music. Artist, type, what? Where are we going?
I like hip hop and rap.
I'm an alternative girl.
Okay. Movies. Oh. Or movie. Mine would be Usual Suspects.
I mean, I love all the Marvel movies, mm-hmm. specifically Black Panther. I saw it twice in a row.
I like Black Panther. I just watched Infinity Wars, and I kind of like that, how it ended, that it was, mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah. I like a weird movie. I like Pulp Fiction.
Ooh, great.
That's my
movie.
Favorite movie.
Oh, fantastic movie. What about TV shows?
Oh, there's so many.
I'm a Netflix girl, so That 70s Show.
That's a good one.
I don't
seen
know.
It twice
I love
through already.
I love The Office. I like Power. Grey's Anatomy's great. I watch too many shows, honestly.
My fiance just finished the 14th season of Grey's Anatomy. So anytime I come home and it's on or whatever, I'm just it was in this episode in season two
totally,
and then season eight
that,
and whatever.
Totally
I'm
forgot
just
about
Game
of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
Waiting on that. Waiting on that to come back.
Books? Or not really?
I'm not really a book person
anymore. I like reading. I like The Alchemist a lot.
I think that's a new show, too, on TNT.
They did
a show off it, yeah. Special talent or a talent you have other than soccer or sports?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like I'm boring without soccer.
Yeah, that's true. Special talent.
If you think of one, blurt it out. Favorite teams? Do you have favorite sports teams, soccer, professional, athlete?
I'm a baseball girl, so Yankees all the way.
Ooh, I'm Mets. Just because my boyfriend, he's a Mets fan, so
don't die hard Yankees.
I'm Mets. I don't mind the Yankees, though. But I'm a big Mets fan as well. It's very easy to say your parents or family, whatever, for a role model. Anybody other role models?
Family is usually my go-to, but
you could just say family. I don't care what you asked.
Yeah, I would have to say families are role models.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say especially our generation, a lot of our parents aren't from here. So just seeing what we grew up with or what we were given as children and then seeing how they built from scratch,
mm-hmm.
we want to do that too. And we know we can do more since we were born here and given that opportunity.
And yeah. I think that's one of my favorite parts about working here is what one of you guys said was that diversity, and just knowing just the different roads so many of you guys took to get here. I love my previous job and my previous employer, but it's just completely different here, and it's unique and pretty cool. Last question or last thing, why should the fans come watch you guys? Get these students out here. Why should they come?
To see good soccer.
We're great.
Yeah,
we're awesome.
Come on. We have heart. We don't have to be here. If we wanted to walk off, we'd just leave. Do you think we want to get up at 6:30 in the morning to drive here?
That's a great point.
Every single day? No, we're here because we love it. We want to play. We're not getting paid to play
and
here.
And definitely the NJAC games, every NJAC game we play.
It's
like,
for blood.
There's always a rival. We always have some sort of rivalry with any NJAC team. So we bring out bring out the inner beast in us.
And it's just the NJAC is, and so many of you have come from so many, close, you're so close in terms of geography and where you guys have come from, that so many, there's a little history there. There's those rivalries, and then within the teams, obviously, because you see them every year. That's all I have for you guys today. You both were fantastic. Sonna Big, Melissa Chiquea, best of luck to you guys Saturday, hopefully Sunday as well. And fans, follow along women's soccer, RUNWSOC on Instagram and RUNWSOC1 on Twitter. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.